No, they are not initiated into ISKCON. They have known about ISKCON for some time.
These three.
This boy's name is Cornelius, this is Hans, and this is Eric.
Now, what for they have come to India?
Pilgrimage.
They speak Dutch. Yes.
They also speak English.
English also.
Yes.
Mm. We came to just to visit the holy places like Navadvip, Vrindavan, Puri. That was the main reason we came to India.
How have you come to know all these things?
By books. By books.
What book?
Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Gita as it is.
Yes.
Gita by Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
Holland. Long, long before, one German scholar. Expressed his opinion that the Gita is the highest spiritual book. And his point was that Gita clearly advises us not to correct the environment, but correct your own self to adjust with the environment. That is the key of the advice of Gita. Yes. Cure thyself. You have no power to bring about change in this in the environment. That is the divine will. That is immovable. The resultant of all the forces that are acting outside. You have no hand to interfere with that. That would be useless, loss of energy only. Try to correct yourself so that you can adjust with the circumstances outside. This is the key to the success of your life.
We have to appreciate also life outside.
Huh?
We have to appreciate also the life outside.
Yes. Tatte nukampang susamitko. You have your duty to do. But don't aspire after the result.
Don't
aspire after the result.
Maa phale sukha dajana. The result depends on the external force. You have your contribution. There are thousands and lakhs of contributions of others, and the resultant that will create the environment. So you may contribute, you may give up your quota, but what you will find, you have to take it as the best.
Everything you should take as
best. Because it is the interference of the highest of the absolute there. That so many results of individual activity, but harmonized by the absolute will, you have to see it look like that. And adjust yourself accordingly. Tatti nukampang susamikkhamam bhunyano eva atmukitam vipakam ऋग्वाग बपुभि विदधन नमस्ते जीवित जो मुक्ति पदेश दाय भाग इन भागवत विषय एंड गीता से कर्मणि कर्मण्ये बाधिकारस्ते यू हैव रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ओनली इन डिस्चार्जिंग योर ड्यूटी योर कोटा मा फलेशु कदाचन एंड नेवर एस्पायर आफ्टर एनी डेफिनाइट environment. It will go in its own way. You can't transform it. You can't change it. You have no power to change the circumstance, the environment. You try your best to change your own self so that the suit you may come in consonance with the environment. Karmanyevo adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Never in the result, never in the consequence of your action. You are doing something, but the result you find another thing. So, because I work for this particular result and I don't find that, so I should be discouraged? No. You go on doing your own duty, and it is throwing in the infinite. And the infinite will shape it in its own way. Whatever you are contributing, contribute it towards the infinite. And the infinite will mold it in its own way. You are not to detect that. If you do that, you are lost. Karmanye vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma phalo hetur bho. So never aspire after any particular consequence for your action. Ma te sangasta karmani. At the same time, don't be idle. Don't be worthless. Go on discharging your duty. Go on discharging your duty, independent of any consequence outside.
But we have to remember, Krishna, while we are doing this, we must remember Krishna.
Yes. Then you will be able to come in the relativity of Krishna, the autocrat outside. And you will gradually will come to realize that that is friendly. When your previous actions will disappear in this way, you will find everything. Every wave carrying good news to you. When your egoistic attitude will vanish, you will find yourself in the midst of the sweet waves all around. To do away what wrong you have done hitherto, such attitude is necessary. Do your duty, never expect for any definite result.
Never expect.
You cast it towards infinite. And then one day will come when you will find, when your egoistic feeling will be dissolved, and from within your real self, a real member of the infinite will spring up. Erika, you will find yourself in the sweet way of the environment. Everything is sweet. Madhu bata haritayati madhu kharanta sindhava madhejna santa ushadhi madhu naktam tushasa madhu 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 sweet, 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 everything. The breeze is sweet, the water is sweet, the trees are sweet, whatever you come in contact with, everything sweet. Your internal ego is your enemy. And to dissolve that ego, such process is necessary. Do your duty as you think fit, but never expect any response according to your will. Then this karma yoga, this karma yoga, if you adopt, then in no time you will find that the wrong ego or who was expecting something crookedness for your selfish purpose, that vanishes, and the broad, wide ego within that has come out. And you are in harmony with the whole universe. The harmonious world will come before you. The cover will be with disappear. The cover of our selfish desire, selfish end, that will disappear. The disease is within. The cause is not outside. For everyone. A Paramahansa Vaishnava, a saint, he says that everything is all right, nothing to complain. Nothing to complain. The hardest extremity, everything is good, everything is fit. Then he comes to live in the plane of divinity. The ego is disturbing, creating disturbance. That ego should be dissolved. In Bhagavatam, tattena kampam, not only the environment is enemy, but we shall try hard to find out that this is the grace, whatever is coming to me, like enemy, this is the grace of the Lord. I can't see the dirt is on my eye. I can't see. I see rather opposite. But everything is divine, everything. Such searching attitude is necessary. The whole grace of the Lord. Really it is so. But my disease in my eye, disease in my feeling, disease in my ear. I am diseased, and if disease is cured, I shall find I am missed of the graceful world, gracious world, I am a member. Only the cover is deceiving me from having the real estimation of the world. Okay, Father? As a guest of heaven, we join. A Kajano Chale, Katin Kampang, Susumik Kamano, Bunjano Evo, Atmukatam, Bibakam, Tisbag Babu, Vizan Namaste, Jibeta Mukti, Padis or Dharavak. He will be the bona fide student of devotional school who will be able to accept such attitude towards the environment but towards the Lord. Because we have to think that His will is everywhere. Even a straw is shaking. It can't do so if not sanctioned by the supreme authority. Every detail is detected and controlled by Him. In this way we have to look out on the environment to be optimistic, and the pessimism with me, ego, my ego, that is responsible for all sorts of evil. This is Vaishnavism. If we can do such, then in no time our disease will be cured and we will be in the midst of ample, infinite blissfulness. Not to cure the what we see on the outside, not to cure. Our tendency at present is like that, that everything may be favorable to my will, to my understanding. We all want that. Let everything follow my control, my sweet will. Then we are happy. Everything will obey me, then I am happy. But just opposite direction to be taken. You follow? No?
Yes.
Ah. Tenāra viṣunīcena, tarūra viṣvaiṣṇana, pamānina mānadena, kītaniya sadāhari. Our no resistance we should create for the environment. Tenāra viṣunīcena, tarūra viṣvaiṣṇana. Still some attack, undesirable things come towards me, I am to forbear that. To my utmost dharja, patience, I am to tolerate. I won't harm, but if some attack comes in me, my forbearance to the extreme, I shall have. Amani na amanu. I shall honor everyone, won't seek any honor. In this way, we shall contact with the sound aspect of the Lord Himself, the name. This is the in the least, with least energy, and in the least time, we can attain our goal, the highest goal. The plane of Krishna, where He is living. That is the most fundamental plane. We can, our inner heart, our inner soul, with all these encasements will vanish, die, and the inner soul will awaken, and that soul will find that he is a plane in a sweet wave dancing. Dancing and merrymaking in Vrindavan in relation to Krishna and his followers, his groups. Hridaya Gaura Hari Gaura, Hridaya Gaura Hari Gaura, Hridaya Gaura Hari Gaura. What do you think? Is it unreasonable?
No, it's completely ecstatic.
Must be general explanation. What is Vrindavan? Not a fable, not any concocted story. The broadest, the widest plane of the whole universe. That is beauty and sweetness and blissfulness, it is there. We have to dive deep. The ego has floated us on the surface of trouble in Maya. Illusion, concoction, imagination. That is selfish aspiration, crookedness, most crooked, seeking for our selfish satisfaction. To the selfish, searching for selfish satisfaction has taken us here. And that must be resolved for final, for eternity. That must be resolved. And from within, that golden self will come out and find that he is in the brain of a happy dancing mode in Vrindavan. Goloka, self-determination according to Hegel. Self-determination. Die to live. Die to live. If you want to have a real life, self-determination what? You will have to die as you are. Wholesale die.
Die.
Die,
live the material life. Leave all the material habits of life.
That ego, all these material habits from different births, not only experience of human birth, but the animal birth, the tree birth, but all the so many births, and those colors are collected in the ego in subtle form, the wholesale dissolution of the ego, that's concocted, selfish, figure within, that is the animal, has covered me.
for 10 years.
I'm buried. My real self is buried under that, hopelessly. I do not know my own self. I do not know my own self. I can't recognize it. So far I have come from my real self. So much the depth of my forgetfulness. I do not know who am I. So, die to live, Hegel says, German philosopher. Perfectionism, his philosophy is there. And reality is for itself. The world is not created for our selfish end. It has got an universal end. I am a part and parcel of that. I must come to understanding with the whole. The whole is there. He is dancing, playing, singing in his own way. And I must go to enter into that harmonious dance. It is necessary. And I am a point. I shall want that the whole infinite that will be controlled by me, by my whim, everything will go on. This is the most crooked and most heinous object ever conceived. And we are suffering from such a disease. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Now any question on this?
Day one. Maharaj, they have one question. In the West, many people are afraid of the war. They are thinking it is coming soon.
Maybe this year is coming.
That is a point in the line, or a line in the plane, or a plane in the solid. So many times wars are coming and going. So many times the sun, earth, the solar system disappearing and again springing up. We are in the midst of such thought in the eternity. This is the point, what of that? Every individual is dying and the earth will die. The whole human section will disappear. Let it be.
So, Maharaj.
Try to live in the eternity. Not any particular span of time or space. Be prepared. Prepare yourself for that.
You see.
But eternal benefit. Not any particular thing. You have to be conscious of the fact that sun, moon, planets, they come and they vanish. They die and they are in creation. In such eternity we have to meet and with living. At that standpoint, religion, commerce, that sort of religion will go. Not only this body, but even the human race, the animals, the trees, and with whole the earth, the sun, all vanishes and again springs up. Karma Brahmanda. Creation, dissolution, creation, dissolution. It will continue in the domain of misconception. At the same time, there is another world which is eternal. We are requested to enter, to have a cottage in that plane which does not come in the job, death of any change. Jadgattāno nivartante tad dhāma paro ābrahma bhavana loka punar ābartina arjuna ātta brahmā. The Creator. Creator himself also have to die. Abhamma bhuvana loka apunara avarti narjana. After Brahma loka, the whole material energy changes in such a way. But if we can cross that, the area of misunderstanding and the proper understanding area, then there is no creation, that is eternal. And our soul is a factor of that side. A child of that side, our soul. And the body and the mind, they are child of this soil, which comes and goes, is created and dies. So we have to get out of this creation and death, dissolution. Jat gatat no nivartanti tad dhamu paramam. Maam upetyate kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. You have gone through Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
You are in the area, in such area. What to do?
It's a good area.
So you try to get out. Try your best to get out of this mortal area. And there is a zone. And you are really Sundantu Vishri Amritasya-putra. Really you are the child of the nectar that does not die. You have anyhow you are misguided here. But really you are a child of that soil which is eternal. No death, no birth. And with wide and a broad heart we are to approach there. And that is our Mahaprabhu or Gita or Upanishad, Bhagavat, they all say such. And that is very sweet, sweet home. Back to God, back to home. So try to your best to go to home, and the others also. Yeah. Come home, my friends. Let us go home. Why in foreign land we are suffering so much trouble unnecessarily? That is real. This is other unreal. One springing, vanishing, coming, going, yeah? A path. From the world of past, you come to reality. That is the point. Not only one war, but wars after wars, so many. A civilized war. Your question again over this.
Maybe you can give us some advice that it is difficult for us to make a choice. We have to choose.
So, Maharaj, the question is how to attain this platform of eternity, how to escape this world of war.
How are you getting this idea? How?
What you mean?
This sort of dream, that this is possibility, how you are getting?
That it is possible to escape?
Yes.
I was reading in...
Now you have come, the how we can attain that. This idea, how you have got?
From Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
From inside.
So that is Shastra.
Yes.
And the Shastra is also given by, written by whom? Some saint. So the association of the Sadhu and the Shastra. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishna Unmukhaya. The Sadhu saint is a living scripture. And the scripture is also there in a passive way to advise you. Sadhu actively can approach. And passively we may get benefit from the scripture. These two associations, the association of these two can help us to have our realization in that way. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya. By the grace of the scripture and the saints, the scripture personified, who are living the life of the scriptural advice. They are more powerful. By their association, we can imbibe such higher, subtle knowledge and faith. Faith can lead us, Shraddha. Faith, all our experience are futile. Just as if we are to connect with the sun and the moon, the air, earth, these instruments will fail, but only electricity will help to have connection with the farthest place. So Shraddha, faith, can give us information and the necessary achievement that faith can give us. It is far, far away beyond the jurisdiction of our experience, meager, limited experience of eye, ear, mind, all these things. It is very meager, very limited. And the faith can rise up. And pierce through this area and go far away to the moon, sun in this way. Do you follow? It should be developed with the help of the scripture and the saints. That this is real and this is real. This will be night, that will be day. Now, this is the day and that is night to us. All darkness. The eternal world is dark to us. And we are awake in this mortal world. But the opposite have to be affected. We must be awake there, and this will be neglected and will be disregarded. It will be dark to us, night. Yanisha sadbhudanam kasyam jagrati sangyami yasyam jagrati hudani sanisha pasyatu. Do you understand? No.
Sanskrit, I cannot live. The mantra you say, I cannot understand.
What is night to one, day to another?
This I understand.
A scientist, he is awake in some matter. And a dacoit, he is working in another plane. Two worlds, they are living in two separate worlds. A saint is living in a particular world. And a rowdy is living in another world. Is it not? One's day is night to another. Can't see. The ignorant persons, ordinary persons, cannot see what the Einstein and Newton has seen. They cannot see. And what they have seen, what they are seeing, they ignore it. They don't see it in selfish life. Mundane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Should we associate with the saints of the ISKCON or with the saints from Chaitanya Association, or
that is a direct question. If you want my clear, impartial decision, I may say that what they are doing, that is primary. They fail to catch the higher realization. They are going at present in a business way. Business way. The connection with pure spirituality has been lessened there. Degraded. As regards the adherence with the highest ideal, the real ideal, according to me, they are deviated. I'm going lower to the material conception of the thing. The monopoly of trade, That is to enjoy the credit of their Gurudev, exploiting the name of their Guru, going far down from the high idea, the abstract thing, and more or less being materialized. The organization to be admired according to the ideal for which they are organized. Organic,
she made the lowest
the ideal, if deviation from the high ideal, then the organism, organic organization will fetch a lower value. The ideal will have the best importance. Ideal. So I cannot give ditto to their activities. So they are now preaching against me, and I am told there's so much that they have been preaching me as a demon.
That's not right.
And poison. I am injecting poison according to them. Because I say that they are below the standard, a big organic organization, that is good, approaching many souls for their delivery. That is one thing, that quantity. But as regards quality, they are lacking. According to my decision, as sincerely speaking, as I feel, I say so. I have got my 55 years experience in the mort. I've seen many things, I've experienced many things. Though it is not within this mundane experience, but experience with the association of the sadhu, that is something. And with that experience and the aspiration, and as supported by our God friends also, what I can understand that the visual average of keeping or making contact with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the mind state. What I say, I am saying from the beginning, from the time of Swami Maharaj. They are also coming. During Swami Maharaj's lifetime, many came to me. Even Swami Maharaj, we had a talk. I think I am in that standard. My talk is of that standard. But they say that it is going against them, against their committee, their combined resolution. I have got my independent opinion.
Because and
when it comes in clash with them, they say it is a poison. Of course, Sisri Dhikari Janishtha, it is the fashion. The Kormi will say this is the highest, not Gyan, not devotion. And the Gyani will say this is the highest. Karma is also bad, devotion is also bad. To make firm the mentality of their own persons, it has been adopted in the different departments of the scripture. Do this faithfully. Don't disturb you with going this side, that side. then you will not be able to finish your duty. So be attentive in your duty. This is the highest with this. This passion has been adopted in the scriptures by the rishis also. Sisyadhikari janishtha raghunath parikirtita. Be attentive in your own duty. Don't look hither, thither. Then you won't be able to do your duty perfectly. So this process has been adopted many. But still we must, if we want to go up, we must leave the place. Sriyam sadharma vigunu paradharma samushtita sadharma vidhanam sevu paradharma bhayabha. By in discharging of one's own duty, he would rather die. Don't be carried by the ideals of the duties of ABC and so on. Then, when that stage will be finished, he will automatically be put in the higher position. So Ganis, they say that this is all, the yogis say this is the best. Still there is a possibility of comparative study, and we have to know that bhakti or devotion pure, that is the highest. And there is Narayan devotion and the Krishna devotion. One is of love, another is a sense of duty. The differentiation is always, the progress is always there. And for the lower section, it is necessary sometimes, mind your own lesson. Then don't go to put oil in the in others' charka.
Machine.
Oil your own machine. Don't look hither, thither. This is also a class of advice. But for the ambitious, they won't be satisfied with them. All won't be satisfied with that. They will hanker after progress. Elimination and acceptance. Progress means elimination of the present and acceptance of the future. That means progress. So when he has got it, hankering for the progressive life, they are compelled to neglect all these things. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam. Give up all your duties. Come at once to me, I shall look after you. This will attract them more.
Hare Krishna.